And they're all really nice. So next up we have Whoville by Tyler the Creator.
Until I get to that front door, it's fluorescent if I leave with the lights on.
Thank you.
that was Wes Montgomery, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Off the album, Wes Montgomery Plays for Lovers. So all you lovers out there, know that Wes Montgomery was looking out for you guys. Before that, we had Lights On by Tyler, the Creator, which I believe I mentioned before. I'm not sure. But yeah, two Christmas songs.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I mean, now that Thanksgiving's over. Whew.
Yeah.
Happy National Sardines Day, everyone.
Sardines Day. Everyone's they after forget. Thanksgiving, they go, oh, it's time for Christmas. They'd be wrong.
It's Sardines Day. Well, yeah.
When is Sardine Day?
Today.
Today? Of all days?
Yeah, imagine that, huh? I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I don't think I've ever had a sardine.
Ever.
In my life.
I act like I'm surprised, but I also haven't had a sardine ever.
Yeah, we spent most of our lives together.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
It means we're siblings.
It means if I haven't had a sardine, you probably also haven't had a sardine.
You're right.
But then again, nobody's really sure.
If you've had a sardine. They kind of just slip them in places, probably.
I don't know. I've had the capers, Caesar salad. Hey, fun fact. Caesar salad, Caesar dressing, was actually, a lot of people think it was invented by someone in Italy. I don't know, like Julius Caesar. In between him, what did he do?
Julius Caesar?
Was he a...
I don't know.
Oh. So anyway, a lot of people think Caesar dressing is Italian, but common misconception. It was actually invented by a guy named Cesar in Mexico. But actually, that's wrong. And I was telling people that fact a lot, and then I fact-checked it, and it turns out it was a guy from Italy who then moved to Mexico and invented it there. So it wasn't a Mexican guy. It was an Italian guy in Mexico.
Oh, that's interesting. I just thought it had nothing to do with Mexico or Italy.
Well.
Or Rome, I was about to say. Italy.
So, because in considering the special day it is today, I thought it'd be nice to play a sardine song. Just to show our respect. And appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do the job that no one else wants to do. Sardines.
They swim.
They get put in
cans.
In cans.
Boxes, really.
Mm-hmm.
Confined in small spaces.
And so this is Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box by Radiohead. Please enjoy. Thank you.
Medical mistakes claim... Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce the risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.arhrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. Also, DJ Essence. Seriously, guys, you need to ask questions about your health because doctors really do be just prescribing things without asking you what you need and what would most benefit you. And it's a journey to find things that work for you and that do the best for your health. Please ask your doctor questions and find doctors that answer your questions with statistics and facts. So
I feel like sometimes the best part of the PSA is what you say afterwards.
Yeah, because I could have just not kept talking. Yeah. But I mean, I could go.
Be like, hey, Jax, you could have just not. You don't need to.
You don't. You do. Because you got to ask your doctor questions.
You got to ask your doctor questions. And that's what it really comes down to.
Yes.
Anyways. It's time for a little segment we like to call.
Wait. No, seriously, don't tell me.
Where we talk about...
I guess things that people don't really want to talk about that make people uncomfortable. Talking about instances that physically made you uncomfortable. Feet.
We'll
just get right into it.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's go for it.
So last night I was sleeping at my friend's house, and there was like five of us there. And the way it worked out was it was a big square bed that we were all sleeping in, but I didn't think there was quite enough room for me to lay parallel to them. So I moved to the bottom because it was like a big bed, big mattress. But this was my fatal flaw. Well,
downfall?
Downfall. What's it called in a tragedy?
Oh, no.
The thing you do that messes up.
The only word I can think of is...
Hubris.
This is my hubris.
That's not right. Anyways... My hubris was I moved down to the end of the bed because I thought I'd have more room. But actually what happened was I was laying there and there's four other people's feet, cold, exposed feet all over my body. And it was one of the most upsetting and uncomfortable moments of my life. Because already I'm not a fan of feet. It's not that there's not enough toes, and it's also not that there's too many toes, but there's the wrong number of toes. Everyone please go...
Hamarsha. That was his Hamarsha. It doesn't sound right, but that's what Google said.
I want everyone out there today to find some time to really look at a foot.
Oh.
Or a pair of them.
If you have access.
If you have access. They're not good. They just don't look right. And now imagine 8 of them touching your body while you're trying to sleep.
While they're cold.
And it's like, okay, feet on my legs, fine. But feet in my armpit, horrible. Not good. Not good at all.
I don't think a lot of people can relate to this moment. He literally just got the chills, everyone. I don't think a lot of people can relate to this moment that you did, that you experienced.
And that honestly makes me happy.
Mm.
Because it means fewer people had to go through that. It was, oh God. And yeah, so feet, not a fan. Wait, don't.
Seriously. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me that. I saw a picture of a foot once that had one toe. And not like there were four missing toes, but where there were five toes, there was one toe.
It was just like They've evolved.
It was like they all combined into one super toe. And I saw that picture.
How did it make you feel?
Oh, I hated it. I also saw a picture.
Was it real or was it edited?
I'm sure it was edited.
Can't help. Some people can't. I mean, no one can help what their feet look like.
Yeah, and actually, I do want to say, body positivity is important.
It
love
is.
Your body, love your feet. To a certain degree. But yeah, for the most part, love your body, love your feet.
Respect other people's bodies.
And respect other people's feet. Also, don't have them
out. Don't let them touch your body or other people's.
And like, do they really need to be out all the time, sometimes, for me to look at? Because I have to look at them.
Especially, wait, let's talk about raining seasons.
Oh, don't get me started.
Do it.
So one thing I've noticed a lot is when it's raining, people wearing, and it makes truly no sense to me, people wearing rain jackets or like umbrellas, but then also wearing flip-flops. And I don't understand the thought process of someone who's like, oh, I know it's raining, so I'm going to bring a rain jacket.
And an umbrella.
Yeah, and in like the same, probably at most like 4 minutes of decision making, they decide to both bring a rain jacket and or an umbrella and wear open-toed shoes. It's like I want my top half to be really dry, but...
My feet?
Cold and wet.
Cold and wet.
And that's upsetting. I can't really...
Because you know that the back of the flip-flop is going to flick all the water and mud up their pants, too.
You know. Well, they're wearing shorts a lot of the time.
A lot of times they're wearing shorts, which makes even less sense. I mean, maybe... I don't know.
Breathability? I don't know. I literally don't know.
Maybe they figure if I don't
have
rain boots...
I have no understanding of that situation.
If I don't have rain boots and I only have, like, fabric sneakers... then I might as well wear flip-flops because at least they're waterproof.
Yeah, I guess that's maybe a good point because my shoes smell really bad because I wear them in the rain and
all
they have
right.
holes in them. Ha ha. yeah, well, yeah, because my shoes... Well, I have two pairs of shoes.
Okay.
But both of them have holes and both of them are made of, like, cloth. Cloth.
It's locked.
And so I wear them in the rain and they get soaking wet. And then my feet, my socks, and my shoes are sopping wet for the whole day. And it's been raining here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So often.
But never do I go through all of that and then think, I should have worn flip-flops. Like, this would have been so much better.
At the end of the day, yeah, I'm taking off my wet shoes, my wet socks. My feet are so cold. But still, even at that point,
I have no regrets.
I have no regret. Well, maybe get
rain
boots. Yeah, rain shoes or something like that, but not flip-flops.
Water shoes.
Water shoes. Maybe I should invest in water shoes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe that'd be a good idea.
That's a Four Seasons kind of deal, too. Wear them in the rain, wear them in the water, summertime.
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 Sleep. I don't know about sleep.
It's summertime. Go to bed.
Oh, she called me. And that was our live reenactment of...
A vine.
A vine.
I would describe it, but we literally just...
We just
did
it.
So.
We also have one... Well, let's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Who made the macaroni salad?
Shelly fixed it.
Oh, for real? She makes some good macaroni salad. Thank you.
Thank you.
It won't happen again.
Wow, a round of applause from everyone in the audience.
Thank you.
Call in and tell us if this is good.
We assume no one's listening.
855-915-9636. Also known as 855-915-WMFO. And this is DJ Quinn and...
DJ Essence.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. 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 Do we have any more? Wait, don't tell me that, please.
Oh, wait, seriously.
Wait, seriously. Wait, oh no, please don't tell me.
God. I think that's all I got right now. I feel like you gotta take it a little bit at a time.
You do. And that's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And for all our listeners out there, all of you guys, the thousands, maybe millions.
It's Sardines Day.
It's Sardines Day. And when you're eating your sardines, don't be afraid to take your time. Mm. Don't be afraid to do one at a time.
There's a whole box of them.
There's a whole box of them, and there's a whole day for it.
There is. There is.
You can't
you
eat.
You still have 15 and a half hours.
To eat as many sardines as you can.
Ready, set,
go.
What's
He's
next?
Watching.
What's next for us, DJ Quinn?
Next up, we have I Could Have Danced All Night. It's a song that's from...
I should have stayed at home.
That's not it.
How would anyone feel about a cappella?
Call in. Let us know. 855-915-9636. So yeah, maybe we'll do some a cappella next. But right now we have I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady, but the Sun Ra version. This is probably one of my favorite songs. Last year, I found this album, and then I would listen to this song over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like between all my classes. Well, because this
Even
is when I was in high school.
Sometimes, probably.
Well, I was never a big music during class guy.
Oh.
Because I had the chonky headphones.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm subtle.
She's subtle, everyone. So yeah, this is I Could Have Danced All Night by Sun Ra. Please, I hope you have fun. I know I'm having fun. Happy Sardine Day.
Happy Sardine Day.
Thank you.
I hear you wanna say something to me.
You know what I'm gonna say.
I don't, why don't you tell me right now?
Hear the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hear the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hear the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more, no more.
Don't you treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more.
Oh, baby, don't you make me leave.
Hit the road, Jay. And don't you come back no more, no more.
Don't you treat me this way, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
I don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, well, I have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Ooh. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Guess what, guess what, guess what, oh. Come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
I hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Hit the road, Jack.
What?
And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.
Don't you come back no more.
All right, that was Hit the Road, Jack, a rendition by Casey Abrams and Haley Reinhart, right?
Haley Reinhart, yeah.
Haley Reinhart.
From Postmodern Jukebox. Well, I don't know if... I know they're both with it.
They win it. And coming up next, inspired by our flip-flop and rain talk, we have Rain Jacket by Albee. Anything you have to add?
Well, just that...
It's a great song.
It's a great song. It's a great group of people as well, mm-hmm. although they're not playing together anymore.
They all got their individual stuff they're working on, though. All delicious.
Check out Ryan Stanbury. Ryan Stanbury. I think he's got some cool stuff he's
cooking
working
up.
On. Cooking. He's cooking in the kitchen. So anyway, sorry about when I said cooking in the kitchen.
Sorry, Ryan,
and all our listeners. Here's Rain Jacket by Albee.
I'll be damned.
raindrops are falling like boulders. Watch as they go hit the ground, tell them. The thunder I see crumbles those hills. And your storm will be here in miles. Oh no, so warm, I need a rain jacket. Maybe I'll get a rain jacket. You know the weather's cold, so I'ma need a rain jacket. Just to shield myself. Just to shield myself. Now, 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 the last time you said it was over, I could barely crack a smile, darling. Now we've got shot glasses empty on coasters, drinking, drinking. And my storm will be here in miles. Oh no, so I'ma need a rain jacket. Now maybe I'll get a rain jacket. You know the weather's cold, so I'ma need a rain jacket. Just to shield myself, just to shield myself from what you've got falling down. I can't help that you're falling down. I don't want you to fall down, fall down, fall down. What you've got falling down? Yeah, come. I wrote a verse, but I'm in need of a scripture. Get a mouth full of gold, but a mouth full of liquor. Take a sip, or write a hit, write a hit. Or the way I'm playing sticks, the way I'm poking and jabbing when I'm on stage. Yours just a little far-fetched. An empty chest like 10 men without a breath. Breathe easy, inhale, do your best. To live a life clean, but sin after death. Excuse me, excuse, but as long as I transcend through this loose leaf, my choosing and wild out's a new thing. And who says I'm losing? Lord, forgive me, my morals compromised. They tell me a lot of guys fall with the state of mind. Well, you are the last though, even though you took a lot of time though. Cause when you're steady busy trying to find the right one, then your image is an itemized one. You're gonna need a rain jacket.
Hey guys.
I love that song.
Me too.
I just had to come out and say it.
Wow, hot take.
Hot take.
She's not afraid to speak her mind, folks.
You know what else?
What?
I used to... Should I talk about the yogurt juice?
Talk about the yogurt juice. Tell them about the yogurt
juice. Here's another segment of wait, wait, no, seriously, don't tell me
that. Please don't tell me this. Anyway, go on.
I used to... Okay. Is everyone familiar with, you know, like yogurt? Y'all know yogurt?
Y'all oh, ever had...
I've been new. I've really been new. So I used to... I'm about to expose myself. My favorite part of yogurt was you know that juice part that sits on top that you're supposed to mix in? I would drink it and then mostly just be done with the yogurt because I didn't want any more. All I wanted was the stuff that sat on top. And I hate this about my past, but I have to be honest about it. I don't know what I liked about it. It was just milky, sour, milky water.
You know what you should try? What? Oh, wait, this might be good. You might like this. It's like milk, but you leave it in the fridge for too long.
No way.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
But I like the like hint of strawberry.
Oh, so we could do a...
Strawberry milk.
Strawberry. We could do or strawberry-infused sour milk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that then you could have a whole cup.
I could.
Wow. You can even heat it up. Hot sour strawberry milk.
I like the title yogurt water. yeah, don't worry, guys. That, unlike my whole speech impediments or accents thing, this only lasted for a couple years of my life. Oh. It sounded better in my head. It stopped when I was about 8 years old, like 5 to 8 years old. Like I was 5 when it started, or 4 to 8.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really a wait, no, seriously, don't tell me that.
Yeah. Kendall and I did some weird things as children.
Well, what else did we do?
Well, we both had like a lot of tics.
Oh, we sure did. Yeah, we did.
I had one where I would crack my jaw, and then I also had one where I would crack my neck.
I had one where I would just raise my eyebrows all the time. But I don't remember this. I just remember my mom imitating me when I did it.
I used to feel like I wasn't getting enough air in my lungs. Well, from just regular breathing.
Well, remember when you had that like condition?
No.
You had to take steroids.
No, that was because I felt like I wasn't getting enough.
Yeah, because you weren't.
No, it was just psychological.
Oh.
And they're like, here, just snort this, see what happens.
He would just inhale so sharply through his nose all the time. It was so stressful to watch. It was so stressful.
It was stressful to exist in my life.
My whole family would just be like, are you okay? And yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's okay, guys. I just need more air. Just not getting enough air. Because when you
and that was like kind of recently too. Not,
well, I wasn't.
Well, you
a child.
Weren't a baby.
I wasn't a baby.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
So, there's a good friend of mine named Ravi.
She exists, yeah.
And she has a band. They're Ravi and the Houseplants. R-A-A-V-I. Oh. I don't know what this is, but it's like a pun. Raw vegan.
She's not, is she?
Nope. But it's something. Anyways, this is All Over Again by Ravi and the Houseplants. Check them out on...
Spotify, SoundCloud, probably.
Probably. We didn't just check our sources, but... Just call in and I'll text it to you.
Is that allowed?
Please enjoy.
I don't think I knew the extent of what I do for a kiss or two. Don't forget.
over like 3,000 feet or something like that, so that I could call you. But I guess you're not, or you just forgot to put your phone back on or something like that. But I hope you have a good trip, and I miss you already.
My hair is longer than it used to be. My friends all changed, but we're ending up in the same. I'm thinking about can't place my blame. And I swear I'm not jealous, 'cause that's no way to be. But you'd never see him again if it were up to me. It only felt the same.
Hello again, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are rounding down.
Winding down?
I don't know. I'm into rounding down, not up. Round up. I'm winding down to the end of our time slot here, and we have one more song coming up.
This is a good song.
This is a song by Frankie Cosmos. It's called Outside with the Cuties. It's a good one. Okay, Frankie Cosmos. I remember when I first heard Frankie Cosmos, it was winter of frick.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I know exactly what you're gonna say. 2016.
2016. But it was, I don't remember if it was before or after New Year's, but DJ Quint and I and our friend DJ Coates, DJ Fuzz, we were puzzling for multiple days.
Yeah, so that Christmas we had got a puzzle and then mm-hmm. we set it up in our living room and we would spend hours,
days. Did Coates Fudds sleep over?
Yeah, because we were watching all of the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, yeah. So we listened to a lot of Frankie Cosmos, and they don't even have that much music out.
But it was just over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was beautiful.
It was amazing. I remember staying
only
up to
positive
like
memories.
3 a.m.
Yeah.
Some nights, puzzling, listening to Frankie Cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Saying, this was one of my favorite songs.
Winston is about to do some puzzling.
Yeah.
And so here is Outside with the Cuties by Frankie Cosmos.
Outside with the cuties, I don't think the woods are too deep. The grass covers the sand. Oh, the wood is dead. My friends are in love, feeling pretty far from home. So I sit to write this down. I guess it's not really brave. I know I'm not alone. This part yet, will you help me write it? You are bug bites on vacation. You find the sad in everything. Can't see you cry. You're down the street. I wonder when you'll talk to me. Reflect the greenish moon. Move towards me and I love you. I love you. I haven't finished this song yet. Fix it.
This is DJ Quint.
And DJ Essence. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And for our last song of our set, we are going to play Fool, also by Frankie Kosmos. Cheers.
Cheers. Have a great morning. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for getting the day started with us.
And I hope the rest of it goes as smoothly as
sardines. Ooh, let's go.
Your name is a triangle. Your heart is a square. I love to see. Feel like a fool.